just after 5 o'clock. Thank you for your company. We're live and interactive. The number 1-300-736-736. We've got some greyhound racing tips coming up very shortly with Toddy Gray, and we also appreciate the support of Hyundai. You can test drive a Hyundai and you could win Big Bash tickets. Looking forward to the Big Bash this year and looking forward to the NBL, especially after the way our boys performed in the
Blitz.
I know. Is it a sign of things to come? They've got a tough one to kick off the season though against the Perth Wildcats at the Jungle.
Do you have to take your passport with you when you go to Perth?
I've got no idea. That's why I'm glad we're talking to a man that's very qualified and knowledgeable. Jeff Van Groningen from the Adelaide 36ers. JVG, thank you for your time.
Great to be with you. You don't need to be qualified over here to get into the borders. You need to basically have a master's in border technology, I think. It's not an easy task, but we are here in the great nation of WA.
Yes. The great nation. I love it. Jeffrey, just explain how you've got there and how long you've been there and why you can play there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. No, this is a good question. So we had that pre-season Blitz event down in Tasmania and finished our last game against Brisbane last Sunday. So we had that game at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, had the Brisbane Bullets, had that win, and then got on a plane at 8:30 at night and flew right over the landmass and landed in WA. And because we were coming from Tasmania, not from South Australia or New South Wales or Victoria, they allowed us to just come in. So there was no quarantine. There was just a simple, you know, procedure at the airport because we were coming from that, you know, quote-unquote clean state. So that's how it happened, but it did mean that we've been in town here in Perth for the entire week in the lead up to the game.
So, Jeff, what does it mean in the short and long term for the NBL? Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden we know, as you call it, the great state of WA, great nation of WA, put up the big wall. What happens for the NBL?
So what they're doing, I think, is actually very smart, and I do give the NBL a great deal of credit working through these, you know, these challenges. But what they're doing is having Perth bank a number of home games early while they can. One is obviously the opener against us. They play 48 hours later against Brisbane, who are also able to travel because of where they're coming from.
Yeah.
It's against Cairns, I'm sorry. And then Brisbane. Yeah. And then I believe one more game here in WA. And basically they'll get those four or five games at home early, and then they are going to send Perth across to the eastern part of the country where Perth will then be located for really quite some time.
You're quite right. That could be a very long time.
It could be. They're going to have to, you know, basically play on the road for quite a while, and then I guess the theory is that eventually they'll make their way back to Perth, and maybe by then the quarantine situation's changed, although I wouldn't hold our collective breath for that one.
Exactly.
But that's the best they can do, and I think it's pretty smart thinking to get four or five tucked away while they can, and then really it's a case of seeing what evolves and having Perth play on the road for quite some time after that.
It's going to be tricky.
All right, Jeffrey, let's get into the positives. A wonderful pre-season in the Blitz with victories over Cairns, Perth, Tasmanian, Jack Jumpers. Was that the one where you trailed by 21 in the first quarter?
It was. It was in the fairly small town of Ulverston, and I flew into Hobart, you know, gunned up through the middle of the country, state rather, and at the speed limit, of course, and then pulled into the gym at Ulverston and watched Tasmania look like the Boston Celtics in the first quarter. And it was quite extraordinary the way they played, but to our guys' credit, the next three quarters they really beat them in every quarter from there and came back and won the game. So, you know, Tasmania was pretty hyped. They're taking their show around the state of Tasmania at the moment to show that they're in the NBL, and it was just getting through that emotion. But no, it was a preseason of five games at the Blitz event. We were lucky enough to take care of all of those games. Those games, by the way, guys, were full of all sorts of mixed combinations of players. Some teams were not yet fully assembled, but I must say neither were we, and at no point did we roll out our starting lineup either. So it was still a very good achievement to put our team out there and minus players such as Isaac Humphries, and Cam Bairstow didn't play a lot of the games. Kai Soto didn't get a chance really to play due to injury. You know, various other players. Dusty Hannes didn't play the first couple. Todd Withers didn't play the first three. He's our other import. So, you know, it was a combination of players that really needed to just take that next man up approach, and they did so, and they won the Blitz title, and that was really full credit to the way they worked.
And you also had a 97-93 victory over the Wildcats. How different will both lineups look tomorrow night?
Well, quite different, although we were pleased that Bryce Cotton did play against us in that preseason game, because he makes them go, he makes them tick, and he was very good against us in the preseason. So we have seen him, as we have for a number of years. It wasn't like they were playing, you know, without their MVP. So, look, it'll be different because they will have an import named Fraser coming in, who's a very good player. They will have a couple of guys back into their lineup, but, again, so will we. And, you know, we think that the two lineups will match up well against each other. We do still have a few injuries as well, and so do Perth. So we don't expect to see Mitch Norton out there tomorrow night, who's a very good point guard. And we also don't expect to see Todd Blanchfield, who's a great shooter. And on our side, unfortunately, Kai Soto hasn't come up yet. And Sunday Dech and Manny Malu will both also miss. And Sunday's a big loss because he usually is the number one defender against Bryce Cotton.
So, Jeff, by the time you get through the latest chapter of border security and are home on Sunday at 1 o'clock to play the Illawarra Hawks, and we get to see you for the first time after such a gap, what are we going to notice different about the Sixers other than other CJ Bruton being there barking the orders? What's going to be different this season?
It's the style of play. It's vastly different. So it's an up-tempo style of play that CJ orchestrates. He really encourages the players to play with a quite a degree of freedom. That can mean that when runs against you happen, you know, they can be that they can be required to be reeled in a bit, so to speak. But it also means you can really extend leads, push leads out, and get rolling. And I think that's going to be the most noticeable thing for our fans at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre on Sunday, is just the style with which these guys play. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. We feel like we have great length and athleticism. And basketball, the key word nowadays is length, because it's the ability to get out when you're on the defensive end and guard multiple positions. So, in other words, if you're a Todd Withers, who nominally speaking is a power forward or a small forward, can he actually defend a point guard? Can he defend a shooting guard? And the answer, say, in his case is, my word, he can. He's very, very good at that. And we feel like there's two or three players on our team. Sunday's another one. Mojave King's another one, who really can end up on three or four positional players and be equally at home defensively. So that can hopefully create those opportunities to come up with the ball out of the defensive end, get running, and score those transition baskets that we all like to see.
So Josh Giddey was the poster boy and the merchandise cash register last year. Who will it be this year?
Oh, coverage.
He was.
Well, Kai Soto's the most followed NBL player, I think, just about in history, and he hasn't stepped on the floor really yet.
Okay.
Yeah, and you've got 110 million Filipino people up there, and about 109.9 million of them are basketball fans.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Kai has an enormous following. But I think in terms of excitement as well, Dusty Hannes, who's a shooting guard that we've got, who's had several call-ups to the NBA, hasn't been able to stick in the NBA, but has been good enough to make that grade, and has been very good at the NBA G League level. He had an outstanding college career at the Arkansas Razorbacks program, and he's just an extraordinary shooter. So he's a guy that can, you know, shoot from nearly anywhere that you can imagine a guy may take a shot from. He pretty much does. And that, I think, he will become a real favorite. And I think Mojave King's athleticism as well is going to be something that people really warm to. And he's another one that's on that Giddey-like path that's being watched very carefully by the NBA. He's 19 years old. And, you know, he's on a trajectory that we think can end up very, very well. And whether he makes it at the end of this year or whether it's the end of two seasons, you know, we've signed him for two, and we just look forward to what lies ahead for him, and we believe he can help us win.
Jeff, last year when the medical rooms got busy, it wasn't great on the court. What's your insurance factor like this year? Are you running deeper?
We are, and it's a really good point, because the main miss that we had last year from a depth point of view, I think, was at the center spot, because once Isaac Humphries was out, you know, it really fell away, and it put Daniel Johnson in not his natural position of center. He's much better at that power forward spot. And so the fact is that we've now got Soto, once he's healthy, as a backup center. We've also got Cam Bairstow, who, you know, has played 2 years of NBA basketball for the Chicago Bulls in the past. He's been a very good player. He's still only 30 years old. We've got the recruitment of Bairstow, I think, is something that's really important to this club, because he can play both the centre spot and that power forward spot behind Daniel Johnson. So if Isaac Humphries is out of the game, not just for injury, but just out, you know, getting a substitution, getting a break, Cam Bairstow is a great player to play either of those two spots at the big positions. So I do believe we are substantially deeper there. And Todd Withers, our import as well, although he is not as tall as Isaac or as Cam Bairstow, he's actually very comfortable down doing the dirty work around the basket. He's very big bodied. You know, he'd weigh in at about 105 kilograms. He's a leaper. He absolutely, you know, thrives on the challenge of defending just about anybody on the floor, and that includes big players. So, you know, we feel like those big spots that we were a bit exposed to last year when Isaac unfortunately went down, we do feel we have more depth at those positions.
Hey, Roach, just on Kai Sotto, nearly 300,000 Instagram followers, so he's very popular. Wow. Hey, we know the Perth Wildcats are always very formidable, but this year they're coached by the Prime Minister. What are the expectations?
I hope not.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the Prime Minister couldn't get the job as the Premier here, so he had to settle for the Wildcats coach.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Yeah, so, no, but look, he's actually Scott Morrison, the coach, not the PM. He's a very accomplished coach coming out of the Boston program, Boston Celtics program, where he was an assistant. And it is a new look for them. You know, the bottom line is Trevor Gleeson was there for a long time. He won a handful of championships. You know, it was like he was winning the championship every other year. And he's now parlayed that into a really good opportunity in the NBA, which we congratulate him for. But it means that they have a different look. They'll play a different system. But the constant is that they've got, you know, 14,000 screaming fans at RAC Arena. They've got, you know, literally the Red Army, and they've still got Bryce Cotton. And so there's some constants that we still have to overcome. We'll have to go into that building tomorrow night very, very much ready to play.
I've been there a couple of times with a full house, the jungle. It is intimidating, no doubt about that. Hey, Jeffrey, you're an absolute genius. You know our network owned the Perth Wildcats, but we are right behind the 36ers. So good luck tomorrow night.
We love your network. We love Hutchie, and we hope that tomorrow night he's not quite as happy as we are. But no, it's fantastic. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing everybody on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Adelaide time for that tip on Sunday afternoon at Adelaide Entertainment Centre. We'll need everybody to get behind us with the great Brian Gorgian coming in with the Illawarra Hawks. So that's the next challenge.
Cracking.
How will Brian be received by the good Adelaide people?
He loves it.
Well, if he manages to lose the game by 3 or 4 points, we will love him and congratulate him on the bronze medal win for Australia. Yes. But we've got to get that win first, and then we'll be very friendly with Brian after that.
Thanks for your time, JVG, and all the best over the weekend. Can't wait to watch it.
Really appreciate it, guys.
There he is, Jeff Van Groningen, General Manager of Basketball for the Adelaide 36ers. One of the best talkers in the business. He knows his stuff, Roach. Cracking weekend of basketball. That is a tough start for Adelaide, being over there against the Wildcats, then coming back against the Illawarra Hawks.
So you play the runner-up and the third-place team in your first two games.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, if you want to be the best, you've got to beat the best.
Yeah, and we'll see if they can frank that blitz form, or was it just an illusion, hey?
What do they say about pre-season tournaments? They're not always the greatest indicator, but let's hope. Let's hope that it builds some confidence within the 36ers.
Yeah, the old footy saying in the pre-season.
Dancing with your sister?
No, Roach, don't be a Rudy.
Well, it's Malcolm Blight's line.
Well, you don't have to go to his level.
It's the Messiah.
I was going to say March 1 to April 4. That's a little bit tame, an old one. All right, we need to go to a break. We're going to get some tips for Angle Park very shortly from Toddy Gray. But JVG, all thanks to United Equipment. Get the job done with a Cat forklift from United. They're a wonderful group. As I said, get the job done. A Cat forklift from United Forklift and Access Solutions Adelaide.